Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Darvin Ham said he took Anthony Davis' comments after game two that the Lakers have stretches when they don't know what they're doing as frustration, and he'll agree to disagree. Ham said the Lakers coaching staff prides itself on being organized. Does Darvin Ham ever take accountability for anything? Is he right? Obviously, we don't think he's the right coach. But do you think that game was on D-Ham on the other night, Gil?
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely
all right,
not.
Ocho, take
D-Ham
off.
Listen, D-Ham is not on the court.
Okay.
He's not on the court. When you're up by 20, as players, I don't care what substitutions are being made, you got to hold yourself accountable and play goddamn basketball.
True.
Come on now. We can't continue to say, oh, you know what? We don't know what we're doing sometimes on the court. The hell you goddamn say you don't? Boy, it's the NBA. This is the playoffs. You know what you got to do. You already know what time it is. The fact that you throw your coach under the bus, even though you might not have meant for it to mean that, can't throw your coach under the bus like that. Come on, AD. And you had a hell of a game. You had a hell of a game.
Oh, he's having a hell of a
The Lakers can't play any better than what they just played the other night. Sometimes the team you playing just happens to be better than you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not, yeah, you got to blame. The only person that they got to blame is Jokic. That's it. That's all you can blame. He decided to turn it on. He's like, what quarter is it? That's four. All right, y'all ready? I got 12 good minutes. Let's get on out of here. Yeah. And that's.
But here's the thing. This is what the people don't realize. You think about this. Anthony Davis is a premier defender. Mm-hmm. It's a joke that he wasn't the finest for defensive player of the year. Yoke walked him down under the basket and get anything that he wants when it matters.
But left, that's not fair. Look, right. Look at the size difference.
It's, you know what I look at is when I'm watching Jokic and he has go-to moves,
yes.
Right? He is trying to get to his right hand.
Yes.
Mm. No matter what he does, he's coming back to his right. Just like a left-handed person. They're trying to get, no matter what they do over here, they're trying. So the fact that he can still get to his right lets me know you're not studying the man himself.
Mm.
There's team defenses. But sometimes you have to study him, his mannerisms, his tics. This is when you sit at home. He's done beat you so bad. You should just have Jokic on your replay, watching what he does when he shoots. What is this telltale sign? Like a boxer, right? There's little things that they do to let you know they're about to throw a jab or throw a hook. Same thing in basketball. There's things that Jokic does to let you know when he's trying to go right. And the fact that he can still fake left and get back to the right just amazes me.
But he still has such great touch with his left hand around the basket, because the moment he shows you this left and you go for it, he's up and under you again. He's up and under you right there. So I'm going to get the ball out of his hands. I'm going to rotate. I'm going to say KCP and Aaron Gordon in the fourth quarter are going to have, because you know what they want to get to. They're going to get put you in pick and roll. Mm-hmm. And they're going to dribble drive, dribble handoff, or they're going to swing it to Michael Porter Jr. That's it. If you look at who touched the ball in the fourth quarter, it's Jokic and it's Murray. And they're going to swing it if one of those guys don't have something. The play of the game was the Lakers go up three, and Jokic almost turns it over. Mm-hmm. Aaron Gordon goes over at Austin Reeves, stays in bounds, saves it. Michael Porter Jr. hits a three.
Three.
It goes from a situation where you almost have a turnover. The Lakers got the ball up three. They're going to burn what? Run it down to at least 24 seconds. I mean, at least 20 seconds before they get a shot.
Mm-hmm.
That was the play of the game. But yo, man, I mean, you don't really stop. He had 27, 20, and 10. Mm.
For the most part, Anthony Davis has held his own against Jokic. Mm. It's the assists that is killing him, because remember, every assist is damn near 2.2, you know, and they're shooting three. Yeah.
Yes.
The assists alone, he is producing about 20, at the lowest end, 20 to 30 points.
Yes.
Mm. That's what's killing you.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I played against LeBron. And
same.
We treated LeBron the same way. All right, let's just let the man go for 50, right? Everybody stay home. He goes for 50, we lose. All right. We're going to double him, make him pass it to players. He gets his 10 assists and 30, right? So it's one of those things where
he got his 50 just in a different way.
He's going to get it. He's going to get it no matter what. Now, when you're saying, all right, we've done tried every scheme against this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's untouchable. Let's focus on Murray now. Can we shut Murray down? Because we know Jokic needs Murray the last 5 minutes of the game. Because if Murray is off, the pick and roll is a prop.
Yeah.
So I will try to focus on Murray as much as possible. Now, the other players, they're not dummies. They're not sitting in the corners just standing there looking like atmosphere, right? Right? We can say pass it to Gordon, but when he passes to Gordon, Gordon's going for the lob. Mm-hmm. Right, that's where that passes. It's not Gordon sitting in the chucking threes.
Yeah, no. As long as if I ever see Gordon in the dunker spot, I can't help off, because I know he's coming. I know they're gonna put him in that spot. He's one, boom, he's there. But if he's out, hey, y'all, I'm not helping off of Murray, and I'm not helping off Michael Porter Jr. KCP gonna have to have 30. Ooh. Aaron Gordon gonna have to have 25.
Soon as Brown gets in the game and KCP and even Peyton Watson, y'all shoot. And that goes back to that what we said earlier. It becomes practice basketball.
Yes. But Gil, you went on here the other night. I don't know what the Lakers can do, because I had told Stephen A, I say, D-Lo gonna hit at least five threes tonight. He hit seven. Anthony Davis goes and gives you another 32-11 and five with a couple of blocks. LeBron gives you 26-12 and eight. D-Lo, D-Lo had eight threes in four games last year. He has eight threes in two games this year. He goes 7-4-11 from the three-point line. And you still lose after having a 20-point lead. So now I know what the Lakers are saying. Hey, they did what they were supposed to do. They're a good team. They're the defending champ. But that messes with you, Ocho. You know when you play, like I was explaining to you, Ocho, you go off. Carson go off. The running back go off. You had a 14-point lead. And you end up losing. You're like, damn. What we need to do?
So if they had a game like that where they played so well offensively and they were so efficient from the field, well, what's the answer? Obviously, how the hell you stop the goddamn Jokic and Murray pick and roll?
Turnovers. Turnovers, you look at, they had more turnovers than they had assists.
Turnover,
that's the difference. Because now you don't even give yourself a chance to get fouled. You don't give yourself the chance to get the ball up and maybe hit a three, hit a two. You turn the ball over. If you look at it, they shot better from the floor, but the Nuggets had 10 more shot attempts.
10 more.
Because the Lakers turned the ball over more.
And I think Nuggets went 8 for 9 in their last 9 shots, right? And you said it. You said, Jokic and Murray, we know what they're going to do the last 5 minutes. Yeah. Here's been the problem with the Lakers. We don't know who's touching that ball in the last 5 minutes. Rui might take 3 shots in that last 5 minutes.
He shouldn't take. He took 3 too many.
Reeves might come down and do some chip. We don't know what's going to go. We don't know what's going to happen in the last.
LeBron and AD. Gail, did we see what they were doing early? Put him in the pick and roll. AD dived to the basket. He was hitting that little floater. Or LeBron driving all the way. But then in the third quarter, you see they switched it up. Jokic didn't have any answer for AD. He was 14 of 15. Yep. They switched Gordon on him. So now LeBron has KCP. I'm saying, AD, we're going to continue to do what we do. Or instead of LeBron trying to get for the call for the ball at the top of the key, get down the block.
That's called genius basketball. Mm-hmm. We can't stop AD, no matter if Gordon is on him.
Correct.
You go get LeBron. LeBron's going to be triggered like, oh, I got a mouse in the house. Soon as LeBron says this, thank God, they fell for the okey-doke. The okey-doke is, he's killing us. Now we want you to shoot the ball, so we're going to give you the advantage because you ain't on fire. That's what ended up happening.
Yep, they definitely bit it because they didn't go back. They didn't get the ball to AD. AD missed a couple of, kind of got. My thing is, look, I understand you thought you got fouled. But while you back there arguing with the official, they pushing it up the court. Now they got a 5-on-4.
So is it this series over, or the Lakers still got a chance? Over. Not a chance to win the series, but do they even have a chance to extend it to make sure the NBA get their money?
This series ain't even start. Hey, the way they got whooped. They still in 2023, yo. Lakers is still in 2023.
They're in 2024.
Right.
The NBA is looking into an altercation between Nikola Jokic's brothers. The video shows his oldest brother, I ain't gonna even say his name, attempt to climbing over a rail to confront a fan. The brother then punched the fan in the face as the other brother, and not gonna say his name either, followed behind him. The TikTok user captured the video, Jokic brothers going wild. The video also caught the attention of the Denver police, which is investigating the incident, although a victim has not yet come forward.
I mean, from what I heard, obviously what was written from the TikTok and some of the fans that were in the area is maybe it was Jokic's wife, maybe a girlfriend and child. The fan must have been heckling a family member of theirs and continued to heckle them until she had to be escorted off with the child, and the person kept on egging on. And obviously the brother, being a former MMA guy, if I'm not mistaken, he's undefeated, and he hauled off and any, gave him, gave me what he was looking for. That's what happened. You have a little alcohol in your system. You get a little bit, you get beside yourself.
Hey, Gil. Hey, Ocho. When me and my lawyer show up, he ain't gonna hit nobody else.
Who you gonna sue?
I don't know what kind of lawyer you got, but I can tell you, he gonna hit somebody else on because you ain't getting shit from him.
I'm gonna get stuff from him. I'm gonna get stuff from him. Or he gonna get some time.
That ain't Jokic.
That's okay. That's okay. He got somebody. Yeah, don't worry about it. Well, he'll pay to get him out of jail.
You gonna lose. You gonna spend money thinking Jokic is gonna pay. No. Do your time.
Because Jokic gonna want him there to protect the wife. He gonna want him there to protect the wife.
All we gonna do is this. You gonna be sitting there spending your money, whatever time they get back to Serbia. Good luck. Have fun.
No. We know he ain't going back for any time soon, so we gonna hold him. We gonna hold him over here. Or we'll make it so he can't come back.
We don't need him.
We didn't put our plan. Hey, but you know how they close.
Yeah,
they are. There's a reason why they travel. Every game he go, Jokic plays that, the brothers in the stands.
Listen, I don't blame him. Like it was one of those things that they was just mimicking what was going on the court. Jokic out there whooping AD ass. I'm up here whooping the fan.
I will whip somebody. but help me out. What was Rui doing? What was Rui doing the other night, Gil?
Besides trying to play basketball?
Trying to find his rhythm. Trying to find his rhythm. You got to find your rhythm. It's only one way to find your rhythm in any sport that you play. And when it comes to basketball, you got to keep on shooting.
Not against them. Do that in practice tomorrow when we get back home to LA. We don't have time for you to be trying to find your rhythm against the Denver Nuggets. We don't have that kind of leverage over here.
We need you to have that rhythm.
I need to have the rhythm and sit down, and we can work about that in off days.
Right.
Ocho, he missing layups, though. That's the thing. I can see. Yeah. The corner, that'd have been nice of me to hit that corner three. Right. That's fine. But Ocho, them layups, he missed the dunk, and then he hanging on the rim, and the rim bouncing. AD tried to lay it back in the rim, and the basket spit it out. I'm like, bro.
Hey, when you're having a bad day, That's all.
It does.
It go back.
Because, Joe, you know, you have one of them days, like you ain't seeing the ball well. You're like, I'm finna grab this one. Then the ball hits you, go right through your hand, hit you in the head, and pop up in the air, and somebody pick it.
I hate that.
I'm like, damn. Can it get any worse?
That's all.
It's always the easiest pass to catch. Easiest pass to catch, and it gets right through your hand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Videos are going viral of Joel Embiid's eye. What do y'all think is going on here? A sports medicine doctor tweeted, the image makes some type of nerve injury damage for Embiid, very likely. See how your left forehead doesn't wrinkle, but the right one does. That means the left side isn't getting nerve intervention. Isn't that what you're saying? What's that? Innervation? Is that? Ash, I don't know what he spelled, but he must be a doctor. Yeah, he got MD by his name. Think Bell's palsy phenomenon. I had a teammate that had Bell's palsy. Seems isolated to the upper branch of the cranial nerve, and not the whole thing. Otherwise, his mouth would be dropped.
Man,
you ever seen anybody with Bell's palsy? I mean, it's like a person has a stroke, and it's like the mouth is crooked. But he's saying it's like with his eyes because like. His eyes are doing something funky, but his forehead isn't moving. You see?
You ever heard of duct tape?
Hold that eye open.
Better duct tape it back here, boy. Nobody got time to be worried about what's going on with your eye, man. You better duct tape that eye back to that forehead and get out there. What's wrong with him?
Think about it. We're athletes, and we thinking like, okay, we had to do everything. That's how fans think. Fan don't care about that man. Ain't got no eye. Don't worry about it. You don't need but one eye to shoot the basketball anyway.
They definitely don't care.
They don't care nothing about that because all they see is that their jersey number and Embiid on the back. That's all they see. Well, you out there, man, what about that big old knee brace? Well, he out there, isn't he?
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Reggie Bush will be getting back his 2005 Heisman Trophy after forfeiting it in 2010 as part of the NCAA sanction placed on USC. On Wednesday, the Heisman Trophy Trust decided that Bush would get his trophy back after it monitored the enormous change in college football landscape. Oh, so in other words, they started getting out of NIL. Reggie just was ahead of his time. Okay. Bush had forfeited the trophy in connection with the NCAA sanctions against USC for several violations, including Bush receiving improper benefits when he attended school. Bush will be getting the actual trophy while USC will receive a replica. And starting with the 2024 season, he will be invited to all future Heisman Trophy ceremonies.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
He should have never gave it away.
I mean, he didn't have a choice but to give it back.
I did not. You ain't come get it.
But it's a good thing. They gave it back. Obviously, Reggie Bush, to me, is one of the top two collegiate football players I've ever seen play. The most electric, one of the most electric. And outside of him was Peter Warwick, who also should have won the Heisman his year. But Reggie Bush, man, what he did for USC was the best
non-quarterback that I ever saw was Barry Sanders.
Barry had
Ocho. He had 2,600 rush yards in 12 games. He had 220 and five touchdowns, and that didn't count towards his total. He'd have had 2,800 yards rushing in 1,300 games.
I don't know. Yeah, that, listen, those numbers are staggering, but it's something about, let me just stay with me real quick on these three names when it comes to college football or that have played. Obviously, yeah. Reggie Bush. And for me, I'm all about receivers. But with Tavon Austin, Randy Moss, and Peter Warwick is my number one. To me, I think Peter Warwick is the greatest collegiate receiver to ever play the game. Despite some of the great names that have played in college, what Peter Warwick did for FSU that senior year, I've never seen anything like that, ever. Whether it was punt return, whether it was catching, it's like those moments. You remember when Michael Vick dropped back and you would hold your breath because you don't know what the hell's going to happen? You don't know what's going to happen. That's how I felt when I watched P-Dub play, man. Same thing with Reggie Bush. When Reggie got the ball, ain't no telling what he going to reverse field. He going to make 2, 3, 4, 5 people miss. And that's what Dub was able to do. But I'm happy for Reggie, man. I'm happy.
Ocho, do you remember Barry in the NFL?
Yeah.
If he was doing NFL, that's the best of the best, right? So what would you think he was like in college?
It's probably ten times worse. Not worse in a bad way. I'm saying just better because the level of talent in college was nothing like the NFL. So if you made the NFL players look the way you did in the NFL, I could just imagine in college it was nasty work. I've seen the highlights though.
Can you pull up Barry numbers in college?
I'm sorry. I thought you said Dion. Was it Dion Ward, the lady?
Oh, what about Dion Ward?
That's who you were talking about, Ocho. I'm like, man, they did allow the females to play college football.
Man, I'm talking about, you don't know who Peter Ward is?
Nah.
Come on, Gil.
No.
Man, do me a favor, man. When you get some time and your free time tomorrow, your downtime tomorrow, YouTube Peter Warwick highlights when he was at Florida State.
You'll understand.
Just watch his highlights.
Ocho.
Yes, sir.
Ocho, I got it. Here's Barry Sanders game by game. He went 178, 157, 304, 174, 189, 154, 320, 215, 312, 293, 332. For a grand whopping total of 2,628 yards, 39 touchdowns, he averaged 239 yards rushing per game. In the one game, his last game of his career, he rushed for 222 yards on 29 carries for 5 touchdowns. That season, he finished with 2,850 yards, 44 touchdowns, and 106 yards receiving. And 515 yards rushing.
What are they trying to tackle him? What we doing?
You saw they tried to tackle him in the NFL.
The numbers you just said, you can't even replicate on a video game. You can't even do that on a video game.
That's what I'm saying. If you take it, I mean, his numbers don't seem real. Now think about this. He backed up Thurman Thomas.
Ooh.
He backed up Thurman?
He was the backup to Thurman. Yes.
Okay. Now that's news to me. I didn't know that.
Yes. He backed up Thurman.
I didn't know that.
Barry Switzer told his team, he said, don't hurt the starter because the backup will come in the game, which was Barry.
Right.
Barry was mainly a return guy. Can you imagine trying to tackle him on kickoff?
They had Barry as a return guy and he was that special?
Yes. You got to realize Thurman was the starter.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? There was no type of controversy being that, at that Thurman Thomas was great as well. So I don't want to take anything away from Thurman. But I you would assume someone with Barry's talent and skill level would come in and take Thurman's spot. Or seniority.
Thurman was like that.
Yeah, Thurman was like that. But Barry's a different animal too.
Yes.
When at USC, who was the running back with Reggie Bush?
Lindale White. Yeah, went to Tennessee.
Wasn't he good?
Yeah, big back.
It wasn't like Thurman and Barry. It wasn't even like Craig James and ED. I know you don't remember the Pony Express SMU. the best team money could buy. ED was ED. It was ED and Roger and Craig James. Mm-hmm. Craig James was a whoo. That white dude can run it, Ocho. Oh, he could run it. Yes, yes, yes.
A white running back?
They called him They called themselves the Pony Express. Up and down the field, you know ED. Because, see, ED was the 100 and 200 meter champ in the state of Texas. You know they run in the state of Texas. If you win the 100 meters, 200 meters in Florida, in Georgia, Texas, in California, you can scoop. Oh, you can scoop. Oh, you can scoop. Scoop. ain't no bullseye. No, but Barry had the greatest season. And I'm only a year younger than Barry. So I saw it. And Ocho, in a lot of the games, he didn't finish the game. He was on the sidelines. He could have.
We'll probably never see nothing like that again, huh? At the running back position?
No. The man had 18 carries for 178. He had 33 carries for 304, 24 for 174, 35. I mean, he had 344 carries. Now, go look at all the guys that rushed for like 2,000 yards. Look how many carries they got. He's averaging 7-8 yards a carry.
You
got to watch his highlight. You got to watch his highlight. You'll never see anything like it. Look, Shady McCoy had moved. There are a lot of running backs that had moved, but you're never going to see anything. The guy planted with both feet. Ocho, you know you're not supposed to jump stop with both feet.
He come to balance like no other, boy. He come to balance like no other and get up out of there quick.
They talk about throw. And you ain't finna have me on this highlight reel talking about throw. Hey, so y'all hear me more. and then I come close the door. But
Peter Warrick and Barry Sanders. Right, that's what I'm Googling.
Wait. Add Tavon Austin to that. Add Tavon Austin college highlight tape. And boy, let me tell you, get you some popcorn and watch them three and watch what happened.
All right. I'm on it.
Yes. Ocho, he played 11 games Thurman senior year. He had 105 rushes for 603 yards, 9 touchdowns. He had 4 receptions for 58 yards, but he had 109 plays from scrimmage with 10 touchdowns. And then he came back his senior year, 344 attempts, 2,628 yards, 7.6 yards a rush, 37 touchdowns. He caught 9 passes for 106 yards. And then he had what he had in receiving. So
That's crazy.
I mean, return. No, he was.
That's crazy.
He was. You had to see it. I mean, all y'all think we're running, but I don't think anybody thinks now. I mean, we got some great Christian McCaffrey, you know, the Taylor young man from Indy and King Henry.
Different. He was different though. It's different. Different, right? Different.
We're never gonna see anything like that.
Hell, one of the greatest in goddamn Adrian Peterson, one of the greatest collegiate running backs ever, and Reggie Bush as well. Yeah. But Barry Sanders still sits alone. He was just different. Were they that bad at tackling back then, or were the team they were playing with, were they that bad?
Well, first of all, you know they tackle way better back then than they do now. So what you think they're going to do with all this space on the field? What you think they're going to do with Barry now?
Wait, hold on.
Barry might have 2 or 3 seasons with 2,000 yards rushing.
He's 55. He's 55. That means he was in college around what? 86?
Yeah, he came out. I came out in 90. He came out in 89. Oh, sure. Thurman came out in 88.
He was on that good
stuff. Back,
huh?
No.
They was on that good stuff back in the 80s, boy. They couldn't nothing, don't you? They was high as a kite over the trench.
But you know, back then, you know, the running back, you know, USC, you know, Marcus blocked for Charles White. Charles White won the Heisman in 79. Marcus won it in 81. I mean, think about it. And Ronnie, you talk about USC had a squad back then. They had Ronnie Lott, they had Marcus Allen, they had who else was on that team? Joey Browner, Dennis Smith. That 81, you go look at that 81 squad. They were loaded.
The Browner brothers. They won a national championship that year?
Okay. They sure did. Okay. They sure did. They were loaded. Charlotte Villanueva reveals his University of Illinois recruited him with five girls in a private jet. Charlie said, one of the top-ranked prospects in the nation in 2003, and a number of colleges were interested in having him on board. On our Run Your Race podcast, Villanueva revealed how the University of Illinois recruited him. My first visit to Illini, I loved it. Loved it off the bat. First of all, I'm 17 years old. They're picking me up in a private jet. I ain't never been on a private jet in my life. So I get to campus. They got five girls with Charlie's Angels t-shirts on them following me around wherever I go.
Ooh-wee. I like it. But I like Man. It. The only five?
You know me.
Hey. Five ain't enough?
I'm going to shut down. I'm going to shut down, Conor. I'm a one-on-one type of guy myself. One-on-one, bro. One-on-one.
Wait. Hold on. Come on. Ojo, what did they do to you?
Nah, he ain't do nothing to me, but I'm saying
First of all, Ocho wasn't that heavy recruited. They promised Ocho a six pack and an orange soda.
Me? Nah. Listen.
Six wings and an orange soda got him to Oregon State.
I'm putting myself in his shoes because when it was time for me to get recruited, I ain't had a grades no way. I'm just saying if you're gonna do it right. If I have five, that's an odd number. Why five? Why not eight? Why not four? It just makes no sense because there's somebody that's gonna be odd. Somebody gonna be out. It's an odd person out.
Okay, I let somebody. Hey, I ain't the only one on that recruiting trip. I'm sure they had other players coming in there. That's for them.
Why are we snitching on ourselves anyway?
I just said I don't want it one. I already told you. I like mine. I'm one type of guy.
I feel you. I'm curious. Yeah. Why is he?
I'm a singles player.
Why is he telling? Why are you willingly letting people know about that anyway? There's some things you're supposed to be able to take to your grave.
He ain't do nothing with him. They just had Charlie's Angel shirt on.
You ain't got to bring that up because now they're going to go investigating from way back 40 years ago.
Man, they ain't investigating nothing. They don't investigate nothing.
That was better than my recruiting trip.
What you did? What you?
What you have?
I had a hotel room. I was left in it. I had Luke Walton and Richard Jefferson, right? I had Luke Walton and Richard Jefferson as the people that was supposed to take me out.
Right.
They just put me in the hotel, so I didn't go nowhere. The only female I seen was room service lady. I had to pay for that.
They ain't take you out nowhere?
No. They didn't want me there. They said, nah, we don't want you here, so we're going to make sure this is a bad experience for you.
Damn.
Which made me want to come. So I can be like, you know what? When I come here, I ain't passing you the ball. And I did.
Girls?
Oh, man.
All right, guys. It's time for Q&A. Lord Day said, Amanda was on your ass in that interview. Did y'all see the interview with Amanda Seals?
I missed it. I keep seeing all the tweets and all the tweets are the same. I can't believe I agree with Amanda Seals. So does everyone not like Amanda Seals or something? I don't know the backstory, but for some reason, whatever she said, it must have been good because everybody agrees with her, whatever the topic was.
Yeah, she was Hollywood, especially Black Hollywood, is kind of shunned her. And you know, everybody is kind of shaped through their childhood and their personal experience. Mm. So you see things, you see your life through your prism, lens.
Right.
And so she's had some things happen in her life that kind of makes her ultra defensive. She's a highly intelligent woman, very intelligent, very well read, but I think sometimes, you know, she thinks everybody's out to get her. And so until she's comfortable with you, she's going to keep that guard up. She's going to keep the guard up. Because I asked her for a hug earlier. She like, nah, I don't hug. I said, give me some dap. She ain't want to give me no dap. But once I told her, I said, Amanda, this is a safe space. You can tell your story. She saw it back. She paused. She like, can I have a hug? And then she was cool. I think a lot of things that, and people like, I was trying to invalidate her experience. No, I wasn't. It's the same thing I told Monique when Monique said, I was trying to get this role and Oprah told me to go blah, blah, right. blah for, and she ended up getting the role. I said, well, Monique, did you ever think that they were looking for a black heavyset woman and there were you two are probably the only two in Hollywood? And she said, oh, okay. That right. makes sense. And so when she said the white lady had her teacher, I said, Amanda, did it ever cross your mind that, I don't know where you're from, but where I grew up, Ocho, kids never corrected a parent or an adult. Yes. And that's what I said. I said, Amanda, did you think maybe because you were a child, even though you were right, the mere fact that a child corrected an adult. Now, maybe in today's time, that's fine. Maybe where in some place you grew up. But I don't ever remember being in a situation a child couldn't even interrupt an adult conversation. No. You couldn't pull on your parents or your grandparents' leg and say, hey. I'm like, huh? No. So that's what I was saying. I said, maybe Amanda, it wasn't racism. Maybe it was the fact that a child was correcting an adult. But that was her experience. That's what, and like I said, I mean, that's how she felt about it. But I enjoyed the interview. I enjoy talking to people. Yeah, I mean, everybody. And I do my research, but I try to go in with as clean a slate as I possibly can because I don't want what someone else has said about her to influence what I think of her.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up, I'm going to ask the questions. And then at the end of the day, hopefully when she sees it, she'll be pleased with the finished product. But I ain't got no problem with Amanda Seales. She was great. She's very funny. She has, and I do believe some of the people have done her wrong. And I think a lot of, because that's what you deal with. We all go through it. Dealing with men or women, you're not dating them, you're dating their childhood, their past traumas. That's what you got to get past. So I'm excited. I was excited to have her. She was great. She taught me a lot of things, but she's highly, 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 highly educated. She's real versed. She can sing. She's a comedian. She's a writer.
Is she married?
No, she's not married.
I mean, yes, I'm listening to you list all the qualities that she has, and I'm just curious if she was married, because that sounds like that's a great catch for someone.
No, that sounds like some flaws for some men. Because as educated as she is, she's there's a standard of a man that she's looking for.
Right.
Yeah. If it's not on the same educational level as her, she's gonna look down on. And that is, if they're more educated than her, then they're talking down to her.
Right.
So these are the type of women that will typically be single because they can't find the equal partner to they are.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
She wants someone that's versed. She wants someone that's inquisitive. She wants someone that wants to travel. I mean, look, to each his own. Ocho, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I understand that. Gil's not everybody's cup of tea. Even with the kind of money, even with the kind of finances, you found your mate, Rail. Even with Gil's in our finance, we understand that some people are like, I don't care how much, he can have $1 billion. I ain't rocking with you. Right. And that's okay. I can have a different perspective than Amanda. Right. That's okay. I don't think any less of her. I don't think any more of myself. But people like, well, just because I didn't agree with everything she said, oh, you trying to invalidate her. No, bro, ain't nobody trying to invalidate her experience.
You know, I think about it. Gil, you single too?
No.
I got
a line of ladies.
A line?
Yeah. Like I heard you say you got on the refrigerator, you got sex dates.
Oh yeah, with the missus. Yeah. We have a schedule. I mean, she can't just jump, she can't mount me when she wants to. We got to stay, we got to stick to that schedule cuz I'm not available every day.
Mm-mm. I got a schedule too. Just who's coming over which day, which week.
Oh, that's live. I like that. Well, I'm still working on Sham. I'm still working on Unc. I'm trying to get Uncle Woman. He done turned down everybody out in the offer.
Hey, my schedule is anything to end with a Y. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's the schedule. Oh, you woke up in the morning? Because that's what you do. You ask them early. I'm a morning person. Okay. You remember what you said? So 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. We try to get it in. You said you was a morning person. That's all. They don't even. Damn, I should have told that. That's all I'm asking it for. It's not like I'm gonna ask you to go walk the dog. I'm just trying to see.
Mm-hmm. They got to put.
So you know when I'm over there, don't be doing this. Don't do. Ain't no mosquito. Ain't no mosquito.
Hey.
Oh no.
He need to be on that seeking sister wives. Multiple. He won't want to go through all that gruesome pain. Mm-hmm. Nah, nobody can do that 5 days a week, three times. No.
But I'm just no. I just no. That ain't what I'm. Not, it's not every day, but I'm just saying, because Just like when you ask me for something, I might not get it for you every time, but more times than not, you ask, you shall receive.
Yeah.
So when I come, when I say, hey.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Nobody your age got time for all that, all right? So look, we.
Ooh, he said, oh, what, hey, he said he don't date. He don't date in this age bracket, man.
I mean,
I told him he needs to date women like in their 50s.
About three or four of them, right? And we're going to just rotate them. Mm-mm. It's going to cost you just about $250. I think an hour or a night. I probably throw in something. This is
$250.
$250 for the night? Yeah, $250 for the night.
Hey, that ain't bad.
What?
That's
a good deal. I need to get me. I need to have somebody else. Oh, I got too many. I got too much overhead. I got a sister. I got a brother. Yeah. I got a mom. I got three kids, a grandkids. Plus, I got a staff. Mm. Oh, nah, man. I ain't got that kind of money.
Boy.
Yeah. You go down to 35, but I don't know if you want them. I don't know if you want them. No, they cost 35. I don't know if you.
Oh, I thought you said it 35. I said, okay, now you're in my sweet spot. Now you're the one that was my sweet spot.
No. No. They might come in there coughing. You don't want those, huh?
Oh, no. You don't think what
hey, hey, you get
that what I'm saying?
y'all shut up, man. Y'all shut up.
It's allergies. I'm like, hold on. What you mean allergies? Man, there ain't no allergy. Ain't no allergies in January.
I'm gonna make sure y'all. You gotta understand. Right now, y'all working. Y'all walking in y'all purpose. Right, Unc. You are comfortable being alone right now. You got everything in the world going on. Like, Gil, you comfortable being alone, even though you got your rotation, whatever you got going on. So right now. Y'all walking in y'all purpose, authentically yourselves, y'all at 80%. Y'all at 80%. You can't get no higher than 80%, right?
Mm-hmm.
God said a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Your other 20% to complete you as a man is your wife. And you ain't gonna never, y'all ain't gonna never have grace and favor until you get a wife. So I'm finna find somebody for y'all. That's my message for the day. That's it.
Ocho, that was very... That was very touching.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I got y'all though. I got you.
As long as you cost about $250, Ocho, I'm in.
But in my situation, Ocho, is that everything that you do, Ocho, is that you do to have options. You want to be able to situation. If I want to go, I don't want to be relegated to have a vacation where I got to stay in the States. I want to have options. If I want to go to Italy, if I want to go to Africa, if I want to go to Europe, I want to be able to do that. Gil, same thing.
Well, who says you can't? You can do that.
Okay. So don't try to just say, hey, Shannon, you got to have a 50-year-old. I want options.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You could get a car. Hey, you could get a car with no options. But I want all the bells and whistles. I want the little refrigerator in the back. You know what I'm saying? Yep, I sure do. I want that. I don't need it.
You just want it. Okay.
I want all the options on my... When the last time you bought a car that didn't have all the options? I bet you got all the options on rail car.
I mean, I don't know what she got on there. She paid for that.
But yeah, you know, you bought it.
No, listen, you didn't. I'm not even the breadwinner, so I'm trying to understand why you think I even paid for it when she the one making the money. I'm just here doing nightcap. That's it.
Don't worry about it. I know what I pay you.
And I need to be able to hold the
huh?
And I know as we start to get go further and further, you're gonna be like, hey, what's up? I'm like, huh? I was like, hey, you gotta bring up some more people, Ocho. You gotta find somebody else to get a podcast so we can get some money.
Hey, Gil, what you saying, Gil? I ain't hear you.
You a house husband?
Oh yeah. That's the only reason I settled down. I wasn't playing. Hey, Gil, but it's different when you find when they got some money. It's different. Like I don't even know how to act. Like, what you mean you don't need nothing this month? You good? You give it. I'm getting an allowance, Gil. I ain't never been in no situation where I get an allowance. What?
Hey, I've been trying to get some of them. You know, they get divorced and they take half the money.
Right.
I've been trying.
Yeah, you try to find one of them.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah. You know what'd be perfect for you, Gil? Miss McKenzie, Jeff Bezos' ex.
Huh?
Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Miss McKenzie.
She don't have no ass. She don't have no ass though. But she got money. Yeah. That's all that matters. I got a little standards. I got a little my standards, right? Ass little.
Man, y'all wild.
It's fat. I got it. Okay, I'm good.
Nah, you know what? But that ain't really how we. That's not how we're wired. They're normally wired like that. I mean, you're wired like that. Now, I think that trauma that you go through because you said that $40,000 a month. You see things different. You see things different now. I'm past right. that storm. Ocho, he's about to come out that storm. You still smack dab in it. You smack dab in that storm. So it definitely changes your way of thinking.
I think she would be perfect for you though, Gil. She'd be perfect. Hey. I mean, you're different than what she's used to dealing with. I think you could bring a little bit of excitement to her life as opposed to what she's used to dealing with. I think that would be good. I'm not sure how to hook y'all up. I mean, I don't even know how you even get in contact with someone of that type of status. But I mean, I'm sure she might see this. So good luck.
All right, I'll probably DM her. She probably don't check her DMs.
Man, change the side. Okay, Lanny Ray says, if three of you competed in the Bar Olympics, pool, darts, beer pong.
I don't drink. I know now, I'm gonna win darts. Pool? And pool, I'm not losing.
No. Pool?
I'm not losing. Don't do that.
I'm the only man to beat Efren Reyes, the magician. See, you don't even know who Efren Reyes is. So you gonna talk about Minnesota Fats?
I know about Minnesota Fats.
You gonna talk about
Moscone?
You gonna talk about... No, I'm talking about Efren Reyes, the magician. I beat him.
Man, sure, what a footage at?
Yeah.
You got your own
Beth
you
in
got
the
your
house.
Own pool stick?
They call you boy Georgia Slim.
He lying. He just made he lying. Where your pool stick at? Show me your pool. If you ain't got your own pool stick, I know you can't play no pool.
I beat you with a broomstick. That's what I beat you with. Why you bumping your dog? Hold on.
For one, I had a dartboard growing up in the house. I had a pool table growing up in the house, and I had a ping pong table. Them three games ain't none of you, nobody in the chat, nobody beat me. Period.
I beat you in dart. Now, beer pong.
I don't drink, so I'm out.
Well, Gil, you're going to have to put Gil to win beer pong, but pool and darts, I already know I'm winning.
That's a little basketball to me right there. Boom. Darts, nah, I'm sorry. I'm not that good at aiming like that.
I am. Because it's always dark in my room. I hit number bullseye.
I mean, yeah.
Hey, as a dime ball, hey, I'm the best two-ball champ in the nation. Think about that. Let that sink in for a second. You heard what I said. You know, you can play 8-ball, 9-ball, 5-ball, but don't worry about it. You'll be driving your car tomorrow. You're like, damn, I know what I'm saying now.
I'm with you when you're right. I'm with you when you're right.
Hey, can there be a special edition of Spell Ocho where Ocho tried to spell out the names of some of these European basketball players?
I don't want no smoke. We already did that. I couldn't spell nobody except Pascal Siakam.
Yeah. Bates says, hello, gentlemen. I have a bet for Ocho. Ocho, buy a plain hamburger and a small fry from McDonald's. Don't eat it. Leave it on your counter for 30 days. If it decomposes, I'll cash out you $200. If it does not, you have to quit McDonald's for 30 days.
I'm not doing that. And if I buy McDonald's, I'm going to eat it right there on the spot. Whether it decomposes or not, the body, the stomach has acids that can break down a rubber tire if necessary. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I ain't tried to see.
I ain't trying to eat no tires. I'm just trying to
give her a better understanding on what the stomach has and possesses inside that can break down any and everything. No matter what research or no matter what they put out there, no matter what you watch on YouTube, child, it don't mean you know nothing. Because if it can pass the FDA, you can eat it.
Yeah, there are a lot of things you eat. I ain't trying to, that ain't past the FDA. I know something you eat all the time, but it ain't past like the what? FDA.
I went to go get my teeth cleaned. I went to go get my teeth. This is why women just ain't right.
Okay.
I went clean today, got a deep cleanse, right? And then I told the girl, hey man, just got out, got my teeth cleaned. And then you know what she tried to ask me? So what you going to do tonight?
What?
Huh? Didn't I just tell you I spent about $2,000 cleaning my teeth?
Damn, $2,000?
Yeah. That would have cleansed.
Boy, y'all got money.
I with you, Gil. Yeah. You mean to tell me I can't have a clean mouth for 24 hours?
God damn.
30 days when this plaque builds back up. I need something to fight all that gingivitis you got going on down there. Oh, I just got them clean. $2,000.
What? Ocho, you remember we used to get our car clean? And you got to, you can't drive it that day. You got to let that thing sit for a minute. You got to keep it clean for at least 2-3 days.
And you're going to stare at it. You're going to stare at it for a minute, too.
Yes. Because I put the armor on the tire. Remember, we have the thing shiny. Put the armor all on the tire. Had that thing glistening. Yeah, like, hold on. Just let it keep me teeth clean for like one day, two days.
Y'all see me? I mean, I'm cheesing like y'all. Just, y'all showing them all. Trying to mess up the work.
I don't know about y'all, but you know what? This was really fun tonight. I hope y'all really like this. I hope y'all like this, because it was a rarity that we were able to get all three of us on. But this is something. If y'all like it, y'all need to comment and say y'all like this so we can do this again. Please make sure you subscribe. Hit that like button. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. And thank you for sticking with us for so long. Please make sure you go vote for the Shorty Awards. We won the iHeart. We've been racking up on the awards, guys. We've been really good, which tells us that you really like the content that we've been creating. And thank you. That's the best way that we know that we're doing well, is because we're winning and you guys are continuously supporting us. So please make sure you vote for us for the Shorty Awards. Have we pinned it at the top of the chat? Okay, we pinned it? Okay, we pinned it at the top of the chat. So please make sure you go out and support us. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. And thank you even more for your patience. We're going to have it back. We're taking pre-orders. And I just talked to one of my partners today, and we should have cleared out a lot of the back order. We had about, they said we cleared about 12,000 of the back orders. Ooh, out. So,
damn. Man. Yeah.
Are you selling like that? So, man,
that's what they say.
Man, I need to create me a new product.
You got Vigor.
They all sold out. People bought them all. So I got to wait.
Well, you better go get some.
It's coming. You know, listen, when they order, I start rolling. So now supply and demand. Yeah. Now I got to. I got to do it by bulk now. So I got to do it right.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you guys again. You can listen to the Nightcap podcast feed through the Club Shay Shay, but we would greatly appreciate it if you signed up and listened through the Nightcap podcast feed. Also, like and subscribe to Gil's Arena channel on YouTube. He has a show that airs live every Monday through Thursday at 11:30 a.m. That's Gil's Arena channel on YouTube. His show airs every Monday through Thursday live at 11:30 a.m. You can also subscribe to Gil's personal page on YouTube, No Chill Gil. That's Gil's personal page on YouTube, No Chill Gil. Let's get those subs up. He's trying to get to 1 million. The Thunder take a 2-0 series lead, 124-92. Over the Pelicans, and Miami go on the road, go into Boston, and win by 10, 111-101. That series is now headed back to Miami, tied 1-1. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, All-Pro, Liberty City's own, Chad Ocho Cinco Rosado Hyphen Johnson. and he's your favorite number zero, Arizona Wildcat legend, wizard, all-star, Gilbert Abachi Arenas. Thanks for joining us. Ocho and I are back tomorrow night with our draft analysis. And thanks for joining us. We're out.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. The Weber Works Prep cook and store system keeps cooking supplies handy, and you can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.